Ninth. At the top of page 132, it seems fitting to bring our study to the end by talking about how doxologies normally end, which is with the word
Amen.
Amen. And that's how the scripture meant, like, so it is or so be it. But do you know what we're saying when we say it today, what we usually mean?
I believe.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We'll shout out, meaning I agree with that. Mm-hmm. In calling all the people to say amen, what do you think the psalmist is wanting people to affirm here at the end of Psalm 106, which is the end of the whole of Book 4? I agree. What? That?
He's the only one who can save us.
He's the only one who can save us? Yeah, I like up at the beginning of question 4 there, or at the end of the question part, it says, this serves as an unequivocal and a powerful affirmation that a statement is true, sure, fixed, established, unchangeable, secure, enduring, irreversible, and faithful. Keep all that in your mind when you say the word amen. But we're saying, like, I agree that it is true. And what is so special about a spoken corporate affirmation of truth? If we all together say, like we did when Linda, looking at my mom, when Linda read her, you all said amen. What does that do for us? What's special about it?
It encourages us.
How so, Jill?
To praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Together.
Together.
It binds us together.
Binds us together. Unity of hearts, right?
In my family, it meant that there was an absolute truth.
Because
we're always knocking around. They're always knocking around. And, you know, whose truth is that? And I get so tired of that. And so in a collective Bible group, we all are agreeing on what the absolute truth is.
Yeah.
There's no denying it.
So... We tend to say amen when we agree, but let's add to our little things we need to remember. Like, we're saying, I agree it is true. Mm-hmm. We are affirming this. It is secure, unchangeable, established, fixed, irreversible, enduring, faithful. All these things we have learned fall under that category. So thank you all for persevering throughout this fall in studying the fourth book of Psalms. And a couple of you know the answer, but you have questions about next semester. Mm-hmm. And so here's a hint. Our next study is going to be on the book of Jonah, starting January 8th. And I hope that you will all come with wonderful smiles on your face and eyes. Colleen has the eyes. I always tell Colleen she has the most empathetic eyes. And so bring your empathetic eyes and your smiles, because Sue is teaching her first longer study. I was trying to think of the word. These are more inductive, right? So we had her teach a little booklet, and then we had her fill in for Linda last year. But this is her first, like, 2 months. How many weeks is it?
Eight
weeks. The homework does not need to be done for week one. So that's a change. But other change, you need to order your book. The group thing is getting a bit unwieldy. So... the author of this study, so if you go online to inpraiseministries.com, look up her book of Jonah, make sure you order the book that will be sent to you, not the teacher guide.
There
is not one online, you're fine.
There is a teacher guide, so.
Poor Stu. Okay. She knew that when she picked it. Okay.
In Praise
Ministries. It's on your book that you currently have. But that's where you'll find the Jonah book to order yourself. And that's going to start January 8th with Sue here. The groups will remain the same, and then anyone new will be spread out between all of you. And when, not if, when you come to the ladies' Christmas party, there will be a bookmark for you with these dates for you on it of when the Bible study is going to meet. And also the Wednesday morning Flourish group will be starting, and those dates will be on there as well. So,
is it a Thursday night series?
Thursday night. We always do Thursday night. Same. Jonah will be same as this, okay. Starting January 8th. And it will end before the women's conference. What?
The God of Jonah.
Knowing the God of Jonah.
Knowing the God of Jonah. Thanks.
And it's actually it's already three ring binder. Like, it's not a bound book.
Oh, okay, great. So you need a binder.
Yeah.
You'll need the little half inch binder. Yeah, they're small like this.
It's half inch thick. Yeah, it's about as thick as that book. It's not bound.
No.
It's three ring punch.
Yeah.
Good to know. Okay.
And if anybody buys the book but wants it electronically, I've already scanned it, so.
But you have to buy it first.
Right. Yeah.
That's our rules. And we live by truth. So.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I will close in prayer, and we will see if we can beat our 8-minute. Beat our 7-minute time of getting this room put back together. Thank you all. Let's pray.
Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome. Heavenly Father, you are so abundantly kind. Your works throughout all of history prove your faithfulness, your unchanging nature, your incredible love and mercy, Lord God, that we know those before us did not deserve, and we do not either. But Lord, you have made your promises known. You have written down your truths for us to study and to learn, and we thank you so much for the opportunity we've had this fall to really zero in and focus on the fourth book of Psalms. And we thank you for what you have done in each one of our hearts in different ways throughout this study. I thank you for the ladies coming, participating, encouraging one another, loving one another, sharing with one another, and being vulnerable. We thank you for the opportunity to memorize, and pray that you would just establish those verses within minds that have memorized them, and continue to encourage us to keep pressing forward in our spiritual disciplines. Because we love you, and we want you to be glorified in the obedience of our lives. So again, Lord, we thank you, and we dedicate all of this time that we've had to your glory and honor. We know it's been for our good, but ultimately we want it for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.